We all love a leader who can put out a fire. We call them heroes, but we rarely ask the most important question. Who lit the match?
Hi, I'm Cathy Doherty, the People Navigator, and I help small business owners and leaders avoid hiring and holding on to horrible people.
Today, we're talking about Odysseus and why being brilliant is often just a fancy word for being exhausting. The Odyssey is usually framed as being this grand adventure, a man fighting gods and monsters and storms to get home. We're told that Odysseus is a genius, the strategist, the man of twists and turns. But if you look at the behaviors, you see something different. He creates chaos. He pokes the Cyclops when he could have stayed quiet. Pure ego. He keeps secrets from his team about the dangers ahead. He treats his team as tools for his own glory. And spoiler alert, by the end of the story, his entire crew is dead. He is the only one who makes it home. That's not leadership, that's survival. And now, let's talk about the bias. While Odysseus is out there finding himself for 10 years, his wife Penelope is at home holding it all together. And she is celebrated for waiting, for stability. And in the workplace, we still see this divide. When a male leader constantly changes direction, pivots the strategy, or chases a new idea, he's called agile or visionary. When a female leader does the exact same thing, she's often labelled scattered, flaky, or indecisive. We praise men for the chaos of innovation, but we punish women if they don't provide the comfort of stability. In modern organisations, the Odysseus dynamic creates the chaos magnet. You know this leader. They have a new idea every Tuesday. They change the goals on Thursday. They ghost the team for a week, and then they come back with a frantic urgency that everybody has to drop everything and fix. The problem isn't that they aren't smart. It's that they're addicted to the adrenaline of the save. And this destroys culture in three ways. Planning becomes impossible. Why bother starting a project or putting real effort into it if the boss is going to change it in a week? Burnout is guaranteed. The crew is exhausted from rowing in circles. Trust evaporates because nobody knows if the North Star is actually north or just wherever the leader feels like going today. And here's what this looks like in real time for your teams. The seagull manager. They fly in, make a lot of noise, dump a load of new tasks on everybody, and then fly away, leaving the team to clean up the mess. Information hoarding. Just like Odysseus didn't tell his crew about the monsters, these leaders hoard context. They think, I'll tell them what they need to know. But without the full picture, the bigger context, the team makes mistakes. The stabilizer penalty. Every time the business pivots, the unglamorous work of stabilizing falls to someone else. Usually this is the invisible labor, often done by women, of updating the processes, soothing upset clients, and fixing the rotas or shifts. The visionary gets the applause. The stabilizers get the extra work. If you want to stop being an Odysseus and actually bring your crew home safe, here are three tools to break the cycle. The why now anchor. Odysseus was impulsive. Don't be. Before you introduce a new great idea or change a strategy, force yourself to write down, why are we doing this? Why does it have to be now? What are we going to stop to make room for this? If you can't answer what you're stopping, you aren't leading. You're just adding to the weight of the sinking ship. The transparency briefing. Stop hoarding the map. once a week, tell your team not just what to do, giving them directions, but why you're doing it and what the risks are, as in what direction you're actually heading in and the purpose. Treat them like partners in the journey. If Odysseus had trusted his crew and they trusted him, they might not have opened that bag of wins. The predictability audit. This requires courage. Ask your team this anonymous question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how often do my changes in direction make your job harder? If the number is high, you're not being agile, you're being chaotic. Odysseus was a great hero, but a terrible captain. Your job isn't to have the wildest adventures. It's to get your people to the destination safely and together. Don't mistake motion for progress. In the next episode, we're going to look at Medusa and how organizations turn powerful women into monsters just because they dare to speak up. Make sure to follow if you want to build workplaces where belonging isn't a myth, it's a choice. And pop to the website if you'd like your free downloadable Thriving Leadership Playbook and to sign up for the weekly newsletter called One Step at a Time, where I encourage you with hints and tips to approach developing and improving your leadership style and skills one step at a time. See you next time.